This is Mark's Almanac. Look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's September 23rd. On this day, 1938, at the World's Fair in New York City, a time capsule was buried 50 feet under Flushing Meadows to be opened 5,000 years later in 6939. Inside the capsule, there were copies of the New Life magazine, along with a dollar and change, packs of cigarettes, Dr. West's tooth powder, a newsreel, a hat, dictionary, and an almanac. Perhaps the most important item, the book of record of the time capsule, which was put on microfilm with a special message from Albert Einstein.
5,000 years from now, the peoples of the future will look back on us as we look back on the early Egyptians and Babylonians. The time capsule down there is actually a message from our time to theirs. Those who open and study it will know more about us than any man living today.
And 70 years ago today, another burial of sorts took place when, after being knocked out of contention for the World Series, the eccentric Cleveland Indians owner Bill Veeck decided to bury the 1948 pennant in a funeral service. Placed in a casket, it was carried into town on a horse-drawn funeral hearse with Indians players serving as pallbearers. Then it was buried behind the fence in the outfield at Municipal Stadium with a tombstone having the words 1949 champs on it. Then it was forgotten, and maybe it is said that the 14-by-20-foot pennant could have been dug up when they started building the new Brown Stadium and it was mistaken for trash. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.